from Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a podcast for folks who didn't realize that Arnold Palmer the beverage is actually named after an athlete. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and this is Episode 9, Keeping Score in Golf, with Ryan Hamilton. Hello, friends. Welcome to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Brauner. Today, I've got with me one of my lifelong friends and one of the best golfers I've ever been friends with. Ryan Hamilton. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We haven't talked sports in a long time. I haven't really ever talked sports. So, but I used to be aware of, you know, you played like on the junior PGA and you were a big golfer back in the day. You still golfing?
I am, yeah. The irony being, golf is what resulted in me playing music for a living. So I was playing golf in college and then I got hurt. I got injured and couldn't play. So I was like, let me play guitar. But yeah. Golf was my life. I started playing when I was 7 years old. I had big dreams, as we all do, to be professional, and I almost got there, and then I got hurt. But yeah, I still play. I love it. Now I get to travel and play all over.
Yeah, so you're a full-time musician now. Ryan's in a band called Ryan Hamilton and the Traders. Really great band. Also has his own show that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Ryan Hamilton's Lost the Plotcast. But today, I want to talk to you about golf a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want you to explain one thing for me.
Okay.
So explain to me. Uh-huh. The way that they name your score on a particular hole.
Like a birdie or a par.
So we've talked about par before, but Okay. Yeah, you've got all these bird names and then you've got bogeys, which I think is really funny. And I wanted you to explain this because you have a British wife. And so bogey means something different probably to you and your family. So explain to me.
Booger to my wife.
Yeah.
Par, as everyone pretty much knows, is if a hole is a par four, it means you have four attempts to get the ball in the hole. So if you get a par, you get a four. Bogey is one over par. So that means you get a five on a par four. There's a double bogey, triple bogey, quadruple bogey. I don't feel like I need to explain that math.
Right.
And then you can go under par. So birdie is one under par. So that means you get a three on a par four. And then you can get an eagle, which is two under par. And the super rare albatross, which nobody ever talks about.
Yeah.
But that's like if you get a two on a par five. There are par threes, par fours, and par fives. Some courses get ridiculous and they have like a par six every once in a while, but you hardly ever see it. Most holes on a golf course are par fours.
Yeah. My dad, who was on the show, did our primer for golf and he talked about how the par six is really kind of a gimmick. But
yeah.
So do you know why they're all bird names? I think that's so strange.
I actually don't. I should look it up and I should probably know.
You just take it for granted. Everyone just takes it for granted.
I love that you're like, you should explain golf on my podcast. And I'm like, I have no idea.
I didn't anticipate that you would know that. I wonder if anybody knows that. So if maybe if you know that, tweet us at Yay Go Sports.
Yeah, that's
and
a
let
good
us
idea.
Know why are they birds and bogeys? I don't understand it.
Yeah, but. I don't either. It's gotta be something British because they're weird.
So, okay, so we've got par. One under is a birdie, two under is an eagle, three under is an albatross, one over is a bogey, double bogey, triple bogey.
Yeah.
Now I understand scoring in golf.
You did it.
Ryan, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah.
You guys go check out his music and his podcast, and we'll have links to those in the show notes. We'll see you next time.
Great.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Brauner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at yaygosports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.